6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 is stretching Colorado's hospitals. 36% say they anticipate staffing shortages within the next week. The number of people hospitalized with confirmed or suspected cases is higher than at any point in the spring. The squeeze has hospitals looking to add staff and train people who work in other areas of medicine to help treat COVID-19 patients. Crisis workers answered more than 800 calls or texts a day from Coloradans in October. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Calls and texts to the state's hotline are up 33% from last year. State Human Services Director Robert Werthwein says isolation and loneliness are common reasons people are reaching out for help.
You don't have to be diagnosed with a behavioral health condition to be struggling right now. So we encourage everybody to call because support is available. We want you to get help.
Some younger people prefer to text instead of call, and Werthwein encourages that too. To talk to someone, you can text TALK to 38255 or call 1-844-493-TALK. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
People are driving less, and that means more stolen cars, CPR's Ben Marcus explains.
Cars are just sitting there, in driveways, on streets, in apartment parking lots. And so daily car thefts are up 80% in Metro Denver. Lakewood Police Commander Mike Greenwell leads the Metro Auto Theft Task Force. He says the thieves are prolific, despite how good the cops are at recovering the cars.
We recover it, they steal one. We recover one, they steal one. It's just this cycle that goes around and around and around.
Greenwell says older cars between the late 90s and early 2000s are the most popular targets, so the thieves have hit working-class neighborhoods the hardest. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs in the 40s today, a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.